It seemed like he pulled a boo-boo when he was working at Levy Pants.
Oh, Lord. Not something else. Irene, hang up and call in people at the charity right now, honey.
No, listen. I don't want to be here when they come. I mean, Ignatius is big. He might make trouble. I couldn't stand that. My nerves is bad enough now.
Big is right. It'll be like capturing a wild elephant. Then people better have them a great big net,
Santa said eagerly.
Irene, this is the best decision you ever made. I tell you what, I'll call up the charity right now. You come over here. I'll get Claude to come over too. He'll sure be glad to hear this.
Woo! You'll be sending out wedding invitations in about a week.
You're gonna have you some little properties before the year's out, sweetheart. You're gonna have you a railroad pension.
It all sounded good to Mrs. Riley, but she asked a little hesitantly,
What about them communists?
Don't worry about them, darling. We'll get rid of them communists. Claude's gonna be too busy fixing up that house of yours. He's gonna have his hands full turning Ignatius's room into a den.
Santa broke into some baritone peals of laughter.
Miss Annie's gonna turn green when she sees this place fixed up.
Then tell that woman, say, You go out and shake yourself a little. You'll get your house fixed up, too.
Santa guffawed.
Now get off the line, babe, and get over here. I'm calling the charity right now. Get out that house fast.
Santa slammed the telephone down in Mrs. Riley's ear. Mrs. Riley looked out the front shutters. It was very dark now, which was good. The neighbors would not see too much if they took Ignatius away during the night. She ran into the bathroom and powdered her face in the front of her dress, drew a surrealistic version of a mouth beneath her nose, and dashed into her bedroom to find a coat. When she got to the front door, she stopped. She couldn't say goodbye to Ignatius like this. He was her child. She went up to his bedroom door and listened to the wildly twanging bedsprings as they reached a crescendo, as they built toward a finale worthy of Grieg's In the Hall of the Mountain King. She knocked, but there was no answer.
Ignatius,
she called sadly.
What do you want?
A breathless voice asked at last.
I'm going out, Ignatius. I wanted to say goodbye.
Ignatius did not answer.
Ignatius, open up, Mrs. Riley pleaded. Come kiss me goodbye, honey.
I don't feel at all well. I can hardly move.
Come on, son.
The door opened slowly. Ignatius stuck his fat gray face into the hall. His mother's eyes watered when she saw the bandage.
Now kiss me, honey. I'm sorry it all had to end like this.
What do all of these lachrymose clichés mean?
Ignatius asked suspiciously.
Why are you suddenly pleasant? Don't you have some old man to meet somewhere?
You was right, Ignatius. You can't go to work. I should have known that. I should have tried to get that debt paid off some other way.